I mean, look, even Mike Cernovich, if you remember, Mike Cernovich, who was briefly a big influencer in the right wing sphere, I think he's also gone the way of just nothing. Has constantly been promoting microdosing of psychedelics, microdosing mushrooms or LSD, as like a part of his the guerrilla mindset or whatever. He's been promoting this. He could just be a grifter or whatever, but I mean, who knows?
I'm not saying all these people are
He
agents.
might
What
just
I'm
be being
saying
influenced by this stuff,
is that they're influenced potentially by agents.
Right.
That there was some,
But
'cause
also,
I think Borzoi posted, I'm going to use this in my article. He's been actually documenting all of the far right paleo conservative rad trad publications promoting psychedelic drug use openly, which is fucking weird. It's really weird. Okay? And a lot of them are Peter Thiel funded.
oh, dude, I went to Cernovich's website. All he's talking about is psychedelics. That's it. Like
Really?
his top thing says YouTube megastar Connor Murphy has people afraid of ayahuasca, and that's a good thing. But then he goes on to a whole analysis of ayahuasca, and he's saying you should be afraid of it, but everybody should do it. But you have to enter your ayahuasca trip with like the right mindset. He's like, ayahuasca isn't something just to jump into. It's better to take months preparing for your journey. Despite my positive experiences, people ask me they should seek ayahuasca. I tell them the same truth. The medicine will find you when you are right. So this is all some mystical shamanic bullshit telling people to do drugs is what that's literally all this guy does anymore. He seems like he's kind of dropped out of politics. He's been depoliticizing and increasingly just
But you'll
drugs.
notice that some people that depoliticize go on to become like
Drug gurus.
advocates of they become these advocates of this shit.
Right. Yeah, that's basically what Cernovich is
Now
doing.
somebody posted in the thread that Borzoi has that Peter Thiel is invested in something called Atai Life Sciences, which is pretty much trying to legalize
Oh my God. Dude,
these.
this shit makes me so. This shit
It's
is.
got to be CIA
There's
stuff. I
something going
mean,
on. A conservative case for
yeah.
entheogenic practice. What the fuck is that some kind of dumb word they use for taking drugs? Yes,
It's for
entheogenic
psychedelics,
drug. I gotta look up what this dumb word means. It's gotta mean something different.
yeah.
It's gotta be some up its own ass bullshit. A psychoactive entheogenic is a psychoactive hallucinogenic substance or preparation such as psilocybin or ayahuasca, especially when derived from plants or okay, so this is it. When used in religious, spiritual, or ritualistic context. Okay, all right, sounds fucking stupid. Why not just say drugs?
Well, if you look at any kind of examination from like tanky types of what went wrong with the 60s, they'll tell you it was this culture of psychedelics that essentially drove a lot of people crazy. So
Oh yeah,
that's what you've
this
got
guy
there.
is saying that a lot of people went crazy from this, but then
Right.
what? Then he's saying
So
like
you should take it.
entheogen. This is what Cernovich was saying. This is the same thing he was saying.
Yeah, so
Entheogen use is
this
not
is
the
on
problem,
I'm this is I'm 1776.com, which is
dude.
funded by Thiel.
Listen to this. The problem is using entheogens without a liturgical and cosmological framework, which enables the integration of the ecstatic experiences they produce. Modern Western culture offers no stable method for integrating mystical experience into everyday life. An individual transcendental experience alone is either not enough or too much without a framework for incorporating it into the broader culture. After it is acquired, it can leave the recipient more confused than before. Theophanies require a particular. This is exactly what Cernovich was saying. You need to like prepare. You need to basically, if you use it, it's exactly the opposite of what you were saying. If you use it and you don't think that you're touching the astral plane, then you're doing it wrong. That's what they're saying.